So being friends with Chip Kelly.
Yep.
This offseason, did it surprise you, or is that Chip is just going to find his guys? I mean, it was pretty stunning to everybody in Philadelphia, the Big Eagles makeover.
No, nothing. I mean, Chip, you know, I just have a lot of respect for Chip. He's a very bright guy. He knows the type of team he wants. Nothing in this league should ever be surprising. Every coach, every GM is trying to do what's best for their team, what they believe puts their team in a position to win. And the thing that you respect about guys like Chip and, you know, guys like myself and every other coach sitting in his ear is we have strong beliefs in how we want our team to look and how we want our team to play. And that's what Chip's doing in Philly.
Some people think Chip is trying to find that college atmosphere or build a program in a way like that he had at college. And I don't know if that means short-term players or young players, but is that possible, really?
I think you'd have to ask Chip that. I don't know. I haven't talked to him about that. I just know that, I just, like I said, I have a lot of respect for his knowledge of the game and what he believes in. And, you know, again, he's trying to put together the team that he thinks gives him the best chance to win. And that's what you respect about Chip.
What did you learn from your experience at Penn State that has helped you coming back to the NFL in any way, or things that you can lean on?
I would say just from being a head coach, you know, when I went to Penn State, hadn't been a head coach before, and just the day-to-day organization, the different things that you have to stay on top of that don't change from college to the pros, you know, schedules, player needs, things like that. There are things that don't carry over, but there are some basic things that do. And I would say the organization of my time was the biggest thing that helped me in preparation for coming to Houston.
Do you and Chip still talk offense and all things football?
Not really. You know, I think it's more, you know, we're trying to do what's best for our teams, and we're just so focused on helping our individual teams win. I saw him here yesterday. He's a good friend. He's a good guy. You know, and we'll always stay in touch, but we don't really talk offense and defense too much.
And is there a certain bond up there in New England?
Yeah, I mean, no question. Yeah, no, that's the whole thing too with, I don't know what he would say, but I know just from me, we have a lot of mutual friends, and it all has to do with when he was at New Hampshire. He was a player there. He coached there. One of my best friends is on our staff in Houston. Played for him at New Hampshire, John Perry. There's a lot of carryover. Mark Whipple, the head coach at UMass, we're all friends. Paul Gorham, just a lot of. Phil Estes, who's the head coach at Brown, we're all buddies. So it's been a relationship that's been around for 20-something years. Yep, you got it. Good to see you.
You make personnel decisions in professional football. Is it, you have to be disciplined and not try to have a quick fix to have players come in who are part of your plan to build the team and to stay consistent?
Absolutely. That's just my opinion. There's just no way, in my opinion, that you can look for a quick fix. You're not trying to put together an all-star team. You're trying to put together a team. And it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of film study, a lot of basically interviewing, getting to know guys, you know, in the free agent process and the draft process, guys that fit what you're trying to do. You know, in Houston, we really, it starts with this. We want smart, dependable, tough players, guys that are accountable to each other, guys that are accountable to the coaching staff. We want smart, dependable, tough coaches. And it takes a while to put that together. And I know that the fans don't always they want it right now. We want it right now too. I mean, we're not saying like we're going out here to dip our toe in the water in 2015. We want to go out and win just like everybody else here does. But we're also trying to put together a good team. You know, obviously we have a great player on defense. We have some really good players on offense, and then we need some more depth and some more really solid role players all around. So that's what we're trying to do.
You also have to develop a staff that's willing to be developmental coaches as well as, you know, coach guys who have five, 6 years.
Absolutely. And I think when you're one of the hardest things as a head coach, I think most head coaches would tell you that putting together a staff is one of the most difficult things to do, especially when you're a younger head coach. And it's not that you hire bad coaches. You hire a bunch of good coaches, but you have to make sure that the coaches that you hire fit the belief system that you have, the vision that you have. And that's, I believe in Houston right now, we have a really strong staff. You know, if you look at our defensive staff led by Romeo, you know, Mike Vrabel, John Butler, Anthony Midgett. We just added Paul Pasqualoni, Anthony Pleasant. We've got a really good staff of guys there that understand what we're trying to do. Offensively, same thing. George Gotze, Mike Devlin, we just added, our offensive line coach. Guys that are good developmental coaches but can also handle the 10-year vet and that understand the type of team that we're trying to put together. So I'm encouraged with our staff in Houston.
Well, you're focused, obviously, on your team. Is your next look to what's going on in your division?
No question. The division, the AFC South, runs through Indianapolis. And for anybody to say that it doesn't is completely wrong. They've won two AFC South championships in a row. They have a great quarterback, a great coaching staff, really good players. They've added some good players in the offseason. So, you know, everybody in our division, I believe, would know, well, everybody in Houston knows that the division runs through Indianapolis. And until you beat them, you're not going to win the division. I think that the zone read is very, very difficult on defenses. So I think that it'll always be a part of certain teams' offenses. You know, now again, I think the key to me personally, the key to having a good zone read team is having a quarterback that can run. You know, you're not going to run the zone read with certain quarterbacks in this league, but other quarterbacks you will. So I think part of your philosophy is if you're going to run the zone read, okay, who's your quarterback and can he run? That's a big part of it. I think at the end of the day, when you talk about spread quarterbacks, all pro style quarterbacks, you know, college, in order to win games in this league, that quarterback at some point in time is going to have to stand in the pocket late in the game and deliver the ball accurately with guys rushing all around him. You're not going to, you know, to me, The passing game is so important to winning games in a two-minute mode at the end of games. So I think that whatever type of quarterback you are, whatever type of offense you came from, you're going to have to be able to do that in your pro career.
2 years ago when Kaepernick and Wilson and RG3 were just getting into the league, everyone kind of thought that the zone read would see a lot more. But it seems like it's kind of gone back, like you said, to the status quo, where even those guys,
Yeah. Well, I think we spend a lot of time on the zone read because, like, you know, Jacksonville runs it with Bortles. Bortles can run.
Yeah.
And so Jacksonville last year did a good job with it. So I think my point is defenses are coming up with different ways to combat the zone read, which probably, you know, affects how much the offense is going to run it. Because there's different looks that they're being given. You know, we spend a lot of time on it. The other key to the zone read that, you know, I remember like in New England when we were playing a zone read team, we had to figure out who was going to be the scout team quarterback to run the zone read to give our defense a look. Sometimes you may bring a guy onto the practice squad just to run the zone read so that you can give your defense a look. I remember in New England it was Edelman when I was there.
Yeah.
I mean, and nobody could tackle him. But he gave us a good look.
Do you remember who he was?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. I don't remember who he was. I don't know who he was emulating. But we were trying to figure out who would be the best guy, and he ran it in college.
Who was your guy for Texans last year?
We used different guys. Like we used Devier Posey, the receiver, to run the zone read in practice. You know, when we were playing Bortles, we used different guys, but I remember Posey was one of them because I think he might have done it in high school, and he knew the ball handling and how to run. So that's part of it too, you know, figuring out how to stop it with the right guy to give your defense a look.
Thanks.
Yep.
But when you're evaluating quarterbacks,
yeah,
you've done quite often now, the personality of a guy. I don't mean whether you think he's a really good guy or a jerk, but more like the on-field demeanor. Is that a bigger part of the evaluation for a quarterback than, for say, a corner or a linebacker or a running back?
I think this is my opinion. I really look at the personality of a quarterback. I look at you know, how much energy he has. You know, I want a guy that's that has a good poise about him, but I want a guy that like has a little passion too, a little fire about him. A guy that's, you know, a good communicator in the locker room. Going to come every time he walks in that locker room door. There's kind of a vibe, a good vibe about this guy. You know, I think. So now, how do you find that guy? Like, you've got to do a good job of trying to figure it out in interviews, and you know, maybe you've, like with us with Mallett and Hoyer, like we've had experience with these guys. We know we really like their personalities, but I think that's a big part of it. You know, how that guy, you know, the vibe that he gives off to his teammates.